Hi, everyone, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf here at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles getting ready for the New York Jets. The preseason finale at 7 o'clock on Thursday night on 6ABC. It's not the dress rehearsal, but it is an important game.
Absolutely. We get to see Matt Barkley start for the first time since joining the Eagles, and a lot of guys fighting for those end roster spots before the roster gets down to 53 on Saturday by 4 p.m.
Indeed. So we want to get you caught up first before we talk about Matt Barkley. We've got a little special for you there. Chris McPherson out on the field getting you caught up with everything happening today with the Eagles.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. On Sunday, the St. Louis Rams announced that Sam Bradford is likely done for the season after re-tearing the ACL in his knee. So all of a sudden, speculation started that the Rams might be interested in trading for quarterback Mark Sanchez. The connection is, A, the Rams expressed interest back in March when Sanchez was a free agent, and also offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer used to work with Sanchez when the two were with the New York Jets. While offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur and Mark Sanchez replied to the speculation on Monday, here's what they had to say.
I think everybody should be interested in Mark Sanchez. You know, Mark, I think he's done a good job, played well for us, and he's won a lot of football games in the league. You know, we're very glad we have him.
I mean, I honestly don't think about it. I love where I'm at. I just want to keep doing what I'm doing here, and that's playing the best I can. I got to continue to improve on some of the mistakes during the preseason and fine-tune my footwork, keep mastering this playbook, help Nick as much as I can, help this team as much as I can. That's all I'm worried about. I don't care about anything on the outside.
Thursday's preseason finale against the New York Jets will be critical for a number of players who are trying to finalize spots on the 53-man roster, which is going to be due Saturday by 4 p.m. We spoke in the locker room with two of the receivers, one a veteran in Aurelius Ben, who is coming back after suffering a concussion in the win over the Steelers, and Afani Moma, the 6'7" wide receiver who has made great strides throughout the course of this training camp. How important is this final preseason going to be for the two of them?
It's real big, man. You know, it's been a while since I made it through the second day of training camp. You know what I mean? I got hurt for the past 2 years on the second day of training camp, you know, knock on wood. And, you know, for me to get through the whole preseason, you know, not missing a day of practice through training camp and all that, those type of things. And, you know, play preseason, be, you know, make plays and just go out there and have fun.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's an important day. You know, this is the time. You know, we got to make some cuts and pick who's going to play this year, and just want to go out there and be, you know, be have fun, be comfortable, and do what I have been doing. That's my place.
And again, the preseason finale is set for this Thursday at 7 p.m. You can watch locally on 6ABC or nationally on NFL Network. That's going to do it for us here on the field. It's time to send it back in the studio for more Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity with Dave and Bo.
Well, Matt Barkley is a guy who was used to starting every single game of his college career. He hasn't done it yet in the NFL, Dave, but a couple days away from his first one, and you had a chance to catch up with him.
Yeah, and it's an exciting moment for Matt Barkley. He has the opportunity to prepare the entire week as the starter, and then on Thursday night against the Jets, get his first really extended playing time of this preseason. And when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, Barkley talks about just that, getting under center and getting back into that comfortable position of being the starter.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles quarterback Matt Barkley, who gets the start in the preseason finale on Thursday against the Jets, something, Matt, that I know you're really looking forward to.
I am very excited, and it feels like a normal week to me, and it's something that I'm used to. It's nothing foreign,
right,
to be able to prepare as a starter, and I'm very excited that this is my really first time in Philadelphia knowing that I'm going to be the starter when the week starts.
So that means you get all the reps, right? I mean, that means you get all the time with the guys you're going to play with.
Exactly, yeah. We're still getting everyone kind of reps, but I am getting all the reps with the guys I'm going to be playing with against, you know, all the Jets looks. And so guys are healthy, firing around, and we've had a good week of preparation so far.
How have you played in the preseason?
I thought I played pretty well. I thought we've moved the ball when I've been in, had some lot of great drives. The penalties are kind of all over the place, but that seems to be league-wide as well. I'm really hoping this week that we put an emphasis on getting the ball in the end zone. And I feel like we have moved the ball. We've put a lot of yards down, but at times in the red zone, we've come away empty. And so that's the biggest goal for us this week, is to put points on the board.
Matt, this is your second year here. So what are some of the big transitions from the level of college football to the highest level of football there is?
There's no room for error. And in college, you can get away with you know, the errant pass here or there, or throwing them behind a guy and he makes a great catch, or just being, you know, the timing is not always right. But in the NFL, there's really no room for little mistakes like that, because the level of play that everyone's playing at, especially on the defense, those mistakes turn into turnovers or, you know, negative plays. And so you just have to be really on guard with the timing and accuracy.
So when you say, I'm just talking about the windows, if you could just describe for fans, because they don't really know. So in college, you could throw a ball, receivers going this way, you could throw a ball maybe here and still have room to, but even here. But in the NFL, if it's supposed to be here, it's got to be right here.
Any side, backside of the sternum bone almost is room for a DB to come over and get
Has the technique had to change? I mean, how do you become a more accurate quarterback?
It comes because when you're just thrown to a target, I mean, anyone in the NFL can hit a target. You tell them to hit the right shoulder, they'll hit the right shoulder. But a lot of that in-game experience happens with the preparation that you put in with those receivers or the tight ends, and the timing of their routes and knowing their body language, knowing when they drop their hips or if they turn their shoulders right before they make a break, knowing that that's when the ball's got to get out, and knowing your personnel too, knowing their speed. You know, a lot of guys on our team just run differently, and so you have to throw the ball differently according to who you're throwing to. And so in this second year, I do feel a lot more comfortable with that, even with the timing of the receivers and knowing their tendencies. It helps with accuracy and ball placement.
If you had advice for, you know, teaching young quarterbacks to play at the very highest level, would you go back and suggest maybe a different way of training kids? I mean, is there a way to prepare for it before you actually get here?
I don't know about specific football skills. I think, you know, growing up, everyone's kind of being taught the same things, but you can tell them, you know, like character issues that kids can learn from a young age, the attitude, being teachable, not thinking they're the biggest thing in the world. You know, they're always trying to learn. I think if kids can learn that from a young age, because we're in the NFL and we're still learning every day. We have new schemes to prepare for. It's not like we've arrived anywhere. And so not necessarily X's and O's for these kids, because that'll always change. But this, the basics of being coachable, being, you know, honest and being on time, it's important.
Matt, you talk about the X's and O's in this offense. We all saw what happened last year, the success, 31 points a game in the preseason. Why does it work?
I think the tempo has really gotten to teams and to where they can't really do their normal game plans or what they've been used to, and being able to set up a defense, set up a disguise, and then come at you with all these heavy looks. And when we're able to get an advantage just by catching them off guard, it doesn't really matter if we have the perfect play. We're going to make something happen with numbers or spreading guys out, just advancing the ball down the field. And our offense, I think, has done a great job of executing plays. Just need to do a better job of protecting the ball, which I think we did last week better. But if you can control the ball for the majority of the game, you'll have more chances to score points.
You had a chance last year to play in the regular season, albeit in very trying circumstances. Yep. How did those experience then, how'd that help you now?
Definitely learned a lot just about the timing with those ones that I was in with. Game experience, I think, is invaluable no matter what the situation or circumstances. Mm-hmm. And learned how to handle myself after a loss and you know, how the city would respond, how to still stand tall in the locker room or in the huddle after something like that happens. And, you know, it was interesting to happen that way, but definitely have moved forward and moved on from that experience.
Well, great, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
Kick butt on Thursday. Matt Barkley, Thursday night starting quarterback, looking for great things from him. We thank him for joining us in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
What's real and what's not about Bud Light's Town Whatever USA? Let's clarify. Not real. Real. Probably not real.
No, I have questions.
You and a friend experiencing 3 days of full-on whateverness?
Real.
A Bud Light tourism team looking for people in bars across America? Real. Me? Feeling real. Creds? Real enough.
I went to law school?
Bud Light is creating a town this summer, and you could go. Find out more at upforwhatever.com.
As you get ready for this season, stop by your local Acme markets and make a charitable donation of $1 or more. When you do, you'll receive an Eagles keychain schedule. Proceeds will be donated to local charities, including Eagles Youth Partnership.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. And one of the real competitions we follow throughout training camp is the race to start at safety alongside Malcolm Jenkins. And the coaches have said that right now the guy who is in the lead is the one who started the first three games, the veteran Nate Allen. And with that in mind, Melissa Kelly brings us today's player in focus. It's Nate Allen.
The 2013 season shined a light on former second-round pick safety Nate Allen. During his first season in 2010, he became the only Eagle rookie to ever record 3 interceptions and 2 sacks in a single season. During his impactful season last year, he set a career high for himself and finished 3rd on the team with 94 tackles. Cornerback Nolan Carroll recently discussed why he thinks Allen has excelled at the safety position.
I just think it's his confidence, you know. Like you said, it's his second year under the same coordinator, and I think, you know, his first 4 years has been different coordinators each of the last four. You know, so for him, he's always had to another year where he's had to learn something new. You know, for him now, he's used to all the calls. He's used to, you know, making adjustments. He's used to his position. You know, and when you have experience like that, it just makes your job a lot easier. You're just reacting out there. You're smarter out there. You know where everybody's supposed to be, and that just makes your job a lot easier.
With both Earl Wolfe and Nate Allen competing for the starting safety position, it has made for a great matchup in the eyes of defensive coordinator Bill Davis.
It's still a very, very heated competition right now. I think they're both bringing different things to the party, and I think they're both playing pretty well right now. I mean, Nate is really making a lot of good tackles for us and saving some plays, and I'm impressed with that. And Earl's throwing his body around and playing physical, and so it's a good competition that's happening.
Allen says that he doesn't care about the competition for the starting safety position. What really matters to him is the team.
You know, I'm going to keep playing and be Nate and, you know, let everything play out and they'll just make each other better. We're all going to make each other better.
The final preseason game is creeping up as the Eagles will take on the New York Jets this Thursday at Lincoln Financial Field. If you are unable to make it out to the game, you can catch it locally on 6ABC at 7 p.m. or nationally on NFL Network. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Well, thanks very much, Melissa. Now let's shift it over to the special teams, where the Eagles feel really good where they are with the punter position. Donnie Jones signed a 3-year contract early in free agency after an outstanding 2013 season. He was just terrific for the Eagles. And still, in the league for this long, there's still those moments of a bit of butterflies for Donnie Jones before the big kicks.
Just going back to last year, the Dallas game, the last punt of that game, was really nerve-wracking for me, probably the most nerve-wracking punt of my career. The Washington game last year when we were, I think it was on the 26-yard line, obviously, and we had a, I think we were out by 8.
Yep.
Yeah, those are nerve-wracking moments, obviously, because, you know, everybody's watching you. And you hit a bad punt, you know, it's going to set the other team up nicely. So, you know, I think, you know, one thing for me was going through that now, I can kind of look back on it and use that, you know, if there's times where, hey, maybe you do get a little nervous. Because I think it's only natural to be nervous, you know, with the job that we have. And being in those experiences and being successful, you know, really helps you, I think, mentally. But some games I'm fine, man. Some games I feel really good. Other games, for some reason, I get real nervous. I don't know why. I guess just part of being human.
All right, that'll do it for today's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Tomorrow, Chip Kelly addresses the media. We'll talk a little bit about the rotation. Your guess as to how long Matt Barkley plays on Thursday night?
I think he's going to play into the third quarter, maybe even all three quarters before we get to see G.J. Kinney for the fourth quarter. But I think this is going to be Matt Barkley's chance to really stretch it out and let this team evaluate where he stands 2 years into his career.
And, of course, there are some roster positions to be won here. Running back, fascinating. Linebacker, a crowded spot as well. So we get down to 53 by the end of this week, but first up, we've got the game on Thursday night, which you can watch on 6ABC in Philadelphia. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We're coming back at you at 5 o'clock on Tuesday right here from the NovaCare Complex. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.